Thank you, Chair. The Chinese government, the Chinese delegation would once again thank you and your team for your effort to guide and lead the discussions of the meeting. And highly appreciate the draft that you have circulated. We believe there is indeed space for further improvement. However, in general, this draft has, in a comprehensive and balanced way, reflects the discussions in this group. Therefore, this is a very good base for further discussions. On paragraph 17, we have three amendments to propose. First, in the first line of A, item A, we suggest adding killing and maiming in front of before effects. It is our view that the discussions at the group should focus on weapons which would truly cause humanitarian disasters. Weapon systems that which cannot cause killing, maiming effects go beyond the scope of our discussion. China has repeatedly emphasized that it's very important to reach common understanding on the scope and definition of laws. Without such common understanding, it is difficult for GGE to have focused and deep discussions. Even our discussion may deviate from the set direction. We have noted that the US delegation yesterday, from a very technical, professional perspective, mentioned two aspects that need to be fundamentally addressed. First, what kind of weapons need to be discussed at the GGE? And second, what questions will we need to address? The Russian delegation emphasized the importance to make a distinction between autonomous weapons and automated weapons. China fully subscribed to such views. We also suggest that in-depth discussions be carried out here, focusing on these issues. Certain weapon systems, for instance, for surveillance purpose drones, do not have combat functionality and will not lead to humanitarian concerns. For another example, platforms used for interruption, spectrum interrupt, spam and jamming and spamming do not have maiming combat functionality. Another example would be debugging and diagnostic system for the repairment of apparatus and equipment for photo diagnosis may also make use of artificial intelligence technologies. In Chinese military terms, those systems for diagnosis and repairments also fall into the category of weapon systems. Obviously, such weapons will not lead to humanitarian concerns given the above. We have proposed the first amendment. The second suggestion refers to still item A. It's the second line of item A. To change the word anticipated into predicted is the first line of item A. Okay. To change anticipated into predicted. Because in the discussion of GGE, we usually use words like predict, predictability. We hope that by making this amendment, we can keep the continuity and coherence of our phrasing. The third suggestion, it is our view. Any suggestions or measures, or any suggestions or measures that can be agreed on, for such suggestions or measures, it's important to work on how to implement them. Therefore, we need to discuss who will make the judgment or the judgment criteria for whether something is operable or not. In order to address this issue, we need to further identify the characteristics of weapon systems. Therefore, we suggest adding a paragraph 17 bis. I will read it out in English.
To elaborate the criteria and the parameters for weapon systems which must not be possessed, developed, or deployed with a view towards use or use for stop, and high contracting parties should consider and identify technical characteristics of weapon systems based on emerging technology in the air. In the area of laws. I stop here. Thank you.